Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There's a little Texas Blues there by Billy, Dusty, and Frank. A little Bad from Texas. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're celebrating the 18th anniversary of Tim Berry's membership in our Brain Trust. He's an original founding member. He's, more importantly, the founder of Palo Alto Software. They're the folks who make Business Plan Pro. Live Plan to these days, right, Tim?
Yeah, Live Plan has pretty much replaced Business Plan Pro.
Yeah,
and Live Plan's a web app that browser based and helps people do their business planning.
Yeah, and that's don't forget timberry.com is his own website where I encourage you to go there and follow Tim. Whatever Tim does, folks, is top shelf and it'll make a difference in your life and you'll thank me later. Tim, we're talking about sales forecasting, and you said something in the last segment. You said sometimes people don't do it because they think they're not qualified, and I said they probably aren't qualified, so let's get them qualified. What are some of the fundamentals of sales forecasting?
You know, one of the fundamentals that people often misunderstand is setting the right categories. As we talk about sales, you kind of have to imagine in your head a spreadsheet, so you have categories of sales in the leftmost column. Mm-hmm. And then you have time frames like January, February, March at the top of the columns. And you run through the spreadsheet with units of each of these things and then price of each of these things and then sales is units times price. And when I say each of these things, that's categories. And there's a way to run the categories that make your sales forecasting easier. Two things have to happen. One, you have to have categories that are manageable. For example, if you're a hardware store, you don't have every item in the inventory. You have main hardware versus accessories or wood stuff versus metal stuff or whatever the categories are. If you're a restaurant, you don't have every sandwich that's possible. You have sandwiches versus dinners versus mm-hmm. drinks. So that as we work in our mind, as we look ahead and as we work with these things, there's enough aggregation there that it's useful and you can deal with it, and your plan versus actual is useful, but not so much that it's just too much detail mm-hmm. and we can't really manage what's going on and how to change it, because that's the way we think.
And let's make sure, folks, when I talk about forecasting sales, Tim, I'm talking about helping people who are already in business, who already have customers, and they already have some real rocks in the box. I mean the startups, liveplan.com will help the startups greatly. Because they don't know whether they're washing or hanging out yet about sales, but for people who really have businesses, and who have going businesses and they have customers and they're trying to focus on, you know, how's my profitability going to be this year? How am I going to expenses going to be covered? How am I going to manage the cash flow? That to me, that's based on what is our marketplace activity, right? I mean, when we're talking about forecasting sales, we're talking about what are our customers telling us, right? Isn't that a big part of this?
You always have to have your numbers flow from your activities if it's going to be useful. So absolutely yes. And this choice of the categories is a fundamental that's really important. And the other that people tend to neglect is you want the same categories that you're running in your bookkeeping. And there, too, I mean, when you talk about Live Plan, for the going businesses, Live Plan connects to their bookkeeping, their QuickBooks, mm-hmm. their Wave, whatever it is. And whether you can do that or not, the principle is still there. Whatever categories, whatever grouping you use to manage your sales forecast, is going to be way more useful to you if it's the same grouping.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know how accounting is.
Yep.
You can get accounting by every sandwich and every last size of screw. If you're
right.
You can get that from the accounting, but all the competent accounting also lets you group it into your major categories.
Well,
so you make sure that your forecast matches the information that you're going to get back out when you do the
right.
plan versus actual.
That's right. And so if you're not selling, and if one category that Tim's talking about is doing well, but it's not necessarily the most profitable one is not doing well, then you got to look at your activity. Okay, so what are we doing to drive that more profitable line, that more profitable category? And so then you have to talk to your sales team or your frontline folks, your customer facing people, as the big boxes call them. You have to talk to them about, all right, what are you doing? What do we need to do to help you? And so they can give you some feedback on what it takes, what it's going to take, so you can reasonably forecast a 10% increase in the more profitable lines. What do you think, Tim?
I think right there, Jim, is once again the reminder of the benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not doing the sales forecast and you're just getting the big numbers, then you're not really thinking, mm-hmm. you're not in the framework and context where you can actually turn around and say, well, wait a minute, so this promotion isn't working, or this price is, or this mm-hmm. part of our business isn't flowing well. That's what this forecasting is all about.
It's small
not a
dials.
Quiz show.
Small
it's,
dials, not big dials, right?
Yeah, it's about actions that you have to take
mm-hmm.
as you're moving this thing forward.
Not one big sales dial, but category dials,
yes.
as Tim was saying. So you can move the dials around and see where your activity needs to go and to be more productive. Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back more on sales forecasting after these messages. Tim Tail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.